so slower, like so much lag. It's a lot better. We'll see once you start moving around, though.
Right. And then I don't have as many tabs open. Like mainly that Word document I have open with all my quotes and stuff for making Instagram posts and devotionals and stuff. Like that file is like 764 pages now. So like it makes my computer work a lot. So
Yeah, bet.
right. All right. But anyways, guys, hey, how you guys doing? I'm Sean Christopher Jenkins. This is my co-host, my partner in crime, my brother in Christ, Justin Lee Howell. We're coming at you with another video today in our series we've been doing on my YouTube channel. And the series is titled There's No Condemnation, you know, No More Condemnation, No Condemnation. You can see this playlist on my YouTube channel, Uplift Past Crossroads. So that's my YouTube channel. All right. And so if you go to my YouTube channel, if you just scroll down, you can see a whole lot of playlists. So we're coming back at you again, right? And so this whole entire series we're doing, right? It's coming from this sermon I did in a devotional me and Justin read on, like, you know, how do you know that you're living in condemnation? So if you watch this sermon that I did on my YouTube channel, Upward Past Crossroads, it's titled Let It Go and Pick Up What Jesus Died on the Cross for You For. And the verse that I used for that text was Romans chapter 8, verse 1. So if you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, I'm going to read the New International Version Bible. It says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. All right. So therefore, there is now, right now, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So a quick question for everybody is, are you operating from a condemned place? Do you have a condemned mindset? Because if you do, you need to let it go. And you need to pick up what Jesus died on the cross for you for. So that was my sermon, guys. You gotta pick it up. Like each and every single day, you get a choice. You can choose condemnation or you can choose Jesus. You can choose life or you can choose death. You can choose curses or you can choose blessings. That's what you get the choice each and every single day to live in, right? So I'm gonna go back to the first question I asked everybody. Are you living in condemnation, right? I had somebody on my Twitter page. I've been talking about this a lot on our series. Just this person inspired me to do this whole entire series, man. Like, I tweeted this on July 21st. I said, let go of condemnation so you can live free. If you want to experience freedom, you want to be liberated, if you want to be set free from your troubles, set free from the things that are holding you bondage and that you're shackled to, man, you got to let go of condemnation, right? Let go of the negative thoughts. Let go of the depression. Let go of the anxiety. Let go of the worry, right? And this person asked me, I want to. But how? How? Right? And so this is how, guys. There's four ways to know that you're living in condemnation. I'm pretty sure there's more ways to know that you're living in condemnation, but there's four ways to know that you're living in condemnation. That's what me and Justin have been talking about on this series. So we have already talked about like one of the ways that you're living in condemnation. One of the ways that you know that you're living in condemnation, one of the warning signs of you living in condemnation is you live in the past. You think about the past and you think about it a lot. So like, you got to stop living in the past if you want to be free from condemnation, right? So that's the last video we did on my YouTube channel. So make sure to check out that. It's this video right here. Stop condemning yourself to the past, right? It's that video right there. All right. So the second way to know that you're the second warning sign to know that you're living in condemnation is you refuse to forgive yourself and you refuse to forgive others. Right. So that's another way to know that you're living in condemnation. That's what me and Justin are going to talk about today. And we're also going to talk about the fourth way, which is, you know, you feel unworthy. That's another thing we're going to talk about in today's video. And then another video that we did was the third way of knowing that you're living in condemnation is you have a critical and judgmental spirit. So you got to quit judging other people. Stop being so critical and harsh and narrow minded when it comes to people. Then you wouldn't be living in condemnation. Right. So. Yeah, so if you live in these ways, it's gonna really hinder you from receiving from God what He wants you to receive from Him, right? He wants you to experience His blessings. He wants you to experience His love. He wants you to experience His grace, His happiness, His mercy, His forgiveness, right? But in order to experience all those things, you gotta let go of the anger, the hostility, the bitterness, the shame, the guilt. I can keep on going, the grudges, right? All those things are in the flesh. That's the carnal way of living. It's condemnation, right? So, like I said, guys, that's what we're tackling today. We're going to tackle, you know, forgive, just like the title of today's video says, we're going to tackle, you know, forgiving others, forgiving yourself, and knowing that you're not worthless. So if you feel like you're worthless, if you hold, are you holding a lot of grudges and bitterness and resentment towards people, then rest assured, if you want to know why you don't have peace, you don't have joy, you don't have love, you feel like you're distant from God, you feel like you're not satisfied, and you're in an awful place in life, it's because you're living condemned, and it's because you're living in the opposite way of where God wants you to operate and what God has called us to live and act as, right? So, yeah, man, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, all right? So, yeah, just...
I'm excited for this video too, because, man, I feel like that's a lot of people's stories. Like, whether it's before or after they find Jesus, is they just feel like they can never, like, earn what God has given them, or they don't feel worthy about it. But, like, it's, man, that's the thing, is, like, we don't have to earn it, because it's impossible for us to earn it, for one thing. But God doesn't call us to earn it. Like, he doesn't call us to, like, fit the laws perfectly. And as we've mentioned in videos before, and it's not going to be the topic for today, but it's worth mentioning, like Jesus and God have already forgiven us of what we've done in our past. So we don't have to try to outweigh those just so that we're worthy, because if God and Jesus have wiped our slate clean, why don't we act like our slate is clean? But yeah, I'm excited for that one today, just because I feel like that could be a great way to encourage like a lot of people who need it.
Right. All right. So let's go ahead and get into it. All right. So one of the ways to know that you're living in condemnation is, like Justin said, you feel unworthy. Let's just start there. So that's a question for everybody, guys. Like, do you know your worth? Do you know your value? Like, and what are you worth? Right. So, like, condemnation feeds on low self-worth, all right? So condemnation feeds on low self-worth. If you don't know, if I was to ask everybody, who are you? What is your answer going to be, right? So this is going to be another series on my YouTube channel. I have yet to do it. But, like, a lot of people define themselves as, like, their accomplishments or their failures, right? So they tie themselves and their whole identity to their past, or they tie themselves to the race. I'm black, I'm white, just like the world wants you to do. That's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to limit you, put you in a box and say who you are, what you are. Like, you know, I'm this, I'm that. Like, you know, so if I was Michael Jordan, it would be easy for me to say who I am. Like, you know, I'm Michael freaking Jordan, bro. You know who I am. I'm the best basketball player to ever play, right? So, like, but, like, what do you do after basketball's taken away from you? Like, what do? When you can't prove to everybody that you're the best anymore on the court? Right. Mm-hmm. They could just, you know, go off of like what you did in your past and stuff like that. But anyways, I'm going too far. So who are you guys? Are you your job? Are you the person that you're married to? Are you your children's father, mother? Like, are you your accomplishments? So, like, you know, you made it to the NBA, you know, the best preacher ever. I don't know what your occupation is. A doctor, a cook. Like, is that your only identity? No. Like, is that your true idea? You know, like, so condemnation feeds on low self-esteem. Let me educate you guys real quick. If you put your identity in the wrong things, it can lead you down the wrong places and feeling condemned. And that's actually one of my testimonies. I talked about my YouTube channel before. You know, I struggled with suicidal thoughts in 2017. I think it was 2016 or 2018, but maybe I mastered it in 2018. That was fine. By the way, it goes like, I experienced it before, and I understand what people feel like when they get to that point, you know, like they feel so much pain in life that if they hurt themselves physically, that pain pales in comparison to the pain that they feel in life and that they're experiencing currently in life. And so, like, it's actually better to feel that pain, you know, that physical pain, than it is to feel the pain in life, because, you know, some stuff's just too hard to bear, right? But that's, again, like feeding on those wrong thoughts of condemnation. So you get a choice every single day which one you will choose. Are you going to choose the thoughts that Jesus wants you to have, or are you going to choose the other thoughts that Satan wants you to have that's going to lead you down a dark path, right? So go ahead, Justin. I know you're going to say something.
Yeah, it's like, if you hear those condemning thoughts, or if you hear like accusatory thoughts, that's straight away, you know, that's like the enemy talking too. Like the enemy, like we all know we're in a spiritual battle, and we're surrounded by demons and angels all the time. I don't know much about the topic, but I do know like the enemy is trying to hit us where it hurts. So they always use, they can't create anything. So they have to mutilate something that's already there. So that's our guilt. That's our past actions. So if you're being accused or condemned because of any past actions, you should know right away that's not from God. Like God wants to convict you. And we already did a video all about conviction versus condemnation. So if those thoughts are condemning you, you know that's not from God.
Right. Yeah, so condemnation feeds on low self-worth, man. If you don't know your worth in Christ, in Jesus, in God, you are going to receive the wrong thoughts, the thoughts that aren't from him, and you're going to believe them. So you can either believe the truth or you can believe in the lies, right? So feeling unworthy is a warning sign that you may be living in condemnation. And there's not no may. No, you are living in condemnation. So do you feel like you have to prove yourself? In today's world, that's what you have to do, right? Prove yourself all the time. You have to prove yourself on a job. You have to prove yourself among friends, even in your home, you know, to your children or to your parents and your mother, your father. Like, you know, the pressure is on to convince those around us that we deserve the salary, the friendship, the respect, and even the love that they give you. Why? Because we feel unworthy sometimes. Or no, we feel unworthy all the time. Let me go ahead and go that far, right? And you're not unworthy, right? Because what is your identity? Where does your identity come from again? That's where it goes from, goes to, right? If your identity is in the wrong places, in the wrong things, it's going to lead you down the wrong path. That's why I had suicidal thoughts back, you know, in 2017, 2016, because I had put my identity in my relationship with my ex. And my identity is way more than that, right? And she kept on saying crazy stuff like, you know, men are like a jar of jelly beans. There's so many men out there, but I only have one flavor. So I need to test out all the rest of the flavors and see what my favorite flavor is. Like, so her saying stuff like that really affected me. And it's like,
that makes it sound like you're in a competition now.
Right.
Like winning her affections. And like, that's not love. Two, that's not unconditional love. And like, that's the problem with Christianity a lot of times is, a lot of times we make it sound performance-based. Like you have to do a certain thing in order to earn your salvation. Same with like parenting or relationships. It's like you don't want to make your kid or your spouse feel like they have to be a certain way to earn your love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I'm interrupting you a lot during this video.
Nah, go ahead, man. I'm good.
That are on point.
Right. I'm good, man. Just keep on doing it, man. We got something. Right. Yeah, guys. Like, so I just want everybody to know you're not unimportant. You're not insignificant. You are not worthless. And you're extremely valuable. And you're so valuable that Jesus gave his life to purchase you. Right. Just you. Like, if you were the only person on earth, Jesus still would have came down and died for you. He would still have gave everything just for you. If you were the only one. Like, that's how much God loves us. That's our value, right? Like, in just knowing that, if God thinks so highly of you, what is man? Like, you know, what does it matter what they think, right? If they make you feel unimportant, if man makes you feel worthless, if man makes you feel like you're not valuable, who are they to God, right? And that's the thing. We put our faith and our whole being and livelihood into things and people. And when you do that, again, when you put your identity in the wrong places, you're going to feel worthless. But when you put your identity in the right places, then you will truly know your worth and your value, and you'll never settle or compromise for anything that's going to treat you less than what your value is and what your worth is. That's why so many people are dating and marrying people that they shouldn't even marry or date or even give a time of day, right? That's why y'all gone through so much crap in relationships and with men and with women, because you don't know your worth. That's why you've been divorced so many times, because you don't know your worth. You don't, and that's another thing. Let me hit you guys with some straight facts. People love and people marry and they get into a relationship with people based on how much they value and love themselves. So if you put yourself in a wrong relationship and it's an awful relationship, and you stay there, like, you're just showing how much you love yourself. Because if you loved yourself, you would never put yourself in that situation. Now, I'm gonna be honest. Like, let's be real. Let's play devil's advocate. Sometimes that's inevitable. Like, people just change. Everybody changes. And like, yeah, that's not what you signed up for. Okay, I get that. But if we just talking, calling an ace and a spade, let's be real. Like, there's some people that you guys know y'all should never gave a time of day to, right? And the reason why you feel unworthy is because you're wasting time in places and with people who don't deserve your time, don't deserve anything from you, right? So yeah, we just gotta know our value. You guys get what I'm saying? That's not the video. Let's keep on going. Like, if you feel unworthy, it's time to get a revelation of the love that God has for you. You know, God spent a long time crafting you, and God doesn't make worthless things. So we got some nerve to ever think that we, you know, God made a mistake with us. He made an accident. Like, you know, like, I'm not valuable. I'm not what? Like, we talking about God who made the heavens and the earth. Like, just look around in creation. Like, if you guys haven't been to, like, that's another thing too. What's the most beautiful place y'all ever been to? Like, the most beautiful, amazing place you've ever been to that you could just look at and just enjoy looking at and not even fall asleep to. I mean, if you want to fall asleep, that's cool. But I mean, it captures your attention, right? Like, God, that's how valuable and work, and that's how much work you have. That's how beautiful you are. Like, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God didn't waste time crafting you. Like, you got to understand your spiritual gifts, what you bring to the table, you, like, you're bad. You're bad all by yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you have to own it, right? If you never own it, you're not going to, how are you going to feel worthy? If you can't even love who God made you to be, right? So this is another way that to know, another warning sign to know that you're living in condemnation. If you don't know your worth, because you miss out on so much in the present, in the now, right? In the future. Like, you're never going to experience the future that God wants for you if you don't know your worth, right? So what am I trying to say? Like, how in the world are you going to function in the way that God wants you to function if you feel worthless? How in the world are you going to be able to do the things that God has called only you to do in this world to reach other people for Christ and to expand the kingdom here on earth, right? How are you going to do those things if you don't think that you're valuable, right? No matter what circumstances you face, like, I just got let go from my job on June 3rd, really May 19th, but I got a severance package, so it's not getting paid like June 2nd. But anyways, like, I used to put my identity in my work at my $80,000 job at Bank of America when I first came out of college. That was my first job, so $40 an hour. Like, that was a lot coming out of college in 2016. But, like, you know, I felt, like, rejected. But, like, does that mean I'm worthless? Like, no. Like, it's just the season's over with. The chapter, there's a new chapter coming. So I got to move on, right? And me not moving on, like, if I just stayed feeling worthless all those years, like, that would have gotten worse and worse. See, that's how you know you're living in condemnation, right there, guys. If you don't know your worth, right? And then that's another thing, too. Like, there's some jobs I'm just not going to do. Why? Because I know my worth. And I know they don't know my worth. Like, I'm not going to throw no shade. But, I'm not going to work at no McDonald's. I'm not going to work at no Burger King. I'm not going to work at a slave job, like, making $8 an hour. That's what that's called. Like, unless you're in high school, that's cool. But, like, in middle school, that's even better. But, like, a grown man that has six kids, I don't have six kids yet, but that's the goal, right? What does that look like? Like, you know, so you got to know your worth. Like, that's what I'm saying, guys. If you know your worth, you know what you can bring to the table. If you know what God crafted and made you to be, you're going to operate in that. So every single day you get a choice. You can choose condemnation or you can choose Jesus. You guys get what I'm saying? Justin, man, I'll let you go, man. I know you got stuff, bro. I'm just talking, man.
Yeah, I think, like, that's that makes me think of from the movie Good Will Hunting. And it's an amazing movie with Robin Williams. And it's like, the premise of it is you have this kid who is like a janitor at MIT, but he's able to, like, solve these complicated math problems that no one else can, that the professors kind of give to their students. And at first, like, he hides his intelligence until, like, the professors eventually find out who's been solving these problems. And it's like, he has to go through therapy, but fast forward towards the end, it's like, the psychiatrist is asking this kid, like, what do you want to do? And like he's talking about how he's just gonna be like keep working at the janitor as a janitor, or like I think he also has another side gig as construction working. But then the guy just asking, no, what do you really want to do? And like the kid is like, what's wrong with like construction working and like being a janitor? He said, nothing's wrong, but that's not what you're called to do. And he's saying like, there are people who will, there are people who work those jobs and work hard so they can put their kids through college so they can do something better with themselves. So it's like, you have to recognize like, what is your real worth? Like, what do you really want to do? What is your real passion? Like, there's nothing wrong with like McDonald's or janitor, working as a janitor, but those are stepping stones, most likely. Depends where you are in life. It's like, what do you really want to do? Like, what are you really called for? What are you worthy for? Like, don't put yourself down. It's like, I feel like in today's world, it's like it's a dog eat dog world. So it's like very easy. If you fail at something, like you're going to think you're not worthy of it. But that's not what Christianity is about, man. It's, you are always going to be worthy. Yeah, you're going to fail. That's why I think, that's why I hate participation trophies. I think like kids need to learn to fail, man. It's because that emulates what the real world is going to be like too. Just because you fail doesn't mean you're going to be unworthy of something. You have to know the value that you have. A sermon once told me, like, if you saw yourself the way God does, it would blow your mind, because God, like, he loves you the most. I like what Sean said. If you were the only person on the earth, like, he would still come down and die for your sins just for you. And that's what he's done. He's came to die for your sins. And, like, you're the most important thing to him. Like, all creation, all the people are the most important things to him. Like, he wouldn't have created us. He wouldn't have loved us. He wouldn't have come to earth, died for our sins, and rose on the third day if he didn't love us in that way. So we need to see ourselves the way God sees us. The same, we said this before in another video, too. We need to see other people the way that God sees them. Well, let's focus that back in on us as well. Like, we need to see ourselves. We need to see our worthiness. We need to see our worth. We need to see our gifts and passions that God has given us. And use it for. I'm about to go into a whole different topic.
Hey, go ahead, man. Let's do it. Go.
We have to use it for God's kingdom. We have to use it for like what God has called us to do. Before the video, like Sean and I were talking about like an analogy of like passing the baton. And so it just required like so much practice, but so much skill. But it's like it's a team effort to like pass that baton. Like it's not something you just decide you do one day. No, it's like when you figure out your passions, if once you figure out the way that God sees you, that helps us like move forward. Like how Sean said something, I forgot how he worded it, but it was basically like, how can you expect to like move forward if you don't feel like you're worthy, or if you feel like if you're stuck in the past? Like, how do you expect to use the skills and gifts that God has given you if you can't if you're not willing to use them? And like all that starts with being able to see yourself and other people the way that God sees you.
Man, you preaching, bro. We got to preach on our hands. Man, look at you, man. Like a teacher of the word. All right. Yeah, guys. So let's finish off this video. Let's end off this video. Let's just leave it at you are not worthless. And then go to the forgive others. All right. Well, yeah. So like, guys, like, there's four ways to know that you're living in condemnation. So, guys, do you feel like you're condemned? And that's another thing, too. Let's just break down the word condemned. What's the definition of the word condemned, right? So if you look it up and just Google it, right, the definition of the word condemned is the expression of very strong disapproval, right? I don't know what censor means, but here goes some synonyms. So criticism, condemnation, reproof, disapproval, flack. Right, reproprium, right? That's the synonyms for the word condemnation. Another definition is the action of condemning someone to a punishment, a life sentence. The opposite of the word condemnation is just affirmation, you know, praise, approval, right? So guys, do you get everybody's praise and approval and affirmation from everybody? Like, no, you do not, right? So sometimes in life, we feel condemned, especially when it comes to the people who are the closest to us and who love us the most and who are the most familiar with us, they tend to be the most critical, harsh, judgmental, and can make us feel really condemned and right, and make us feel as if we are life sentenced to whatever they define us as, right? And so remember, I started off the video talking about like, where do you place your identity? Who are you? If that answer to that question is wrong, it's gonna be really hard not to live in condemnation. Matter of fact, you will live in condemnation, right? You're gonna always feel disapproved. You're gonna always feel like you're damned. You're gonna always feel criticized. Why? Because you're not operating in the place that Jesus wants you to operate. When you're in Jesus, oh dang, I should totally have this photo, but I don't right now. Justin, do you have something to say? Because I want to show this amazing photo, but I have to go to my
That. Yeah, and it's like, it's, I just can't like emphasize enough too, like, it's like, if you are stuck in that condemnation as well, we explained like the definitions of condemnation and conviction before, and it's like that, I feel like that's a big problem with a lot of the Christian groups or like circle of Christians, is that we concentrate too much on the statutes or the commandments, which by no means are they bad. I feel like God has given us commandments and laws in order for us to try to be the best that we can be. That's a different topic. I won't go there. But it's like, it all starts with like, how we get into that mindset though is through love, through conviction. Like if we can at least learn to like love one another and love ourselves as God has loved us, like that's the foundation that we need. Like we can know the Bible inside and out. We can know all the laws. We can know all the rules. We can be the modern day Pharisees. But if we don't have like love for ourselves, as we said before, like we can't help others until we help ourselves. And like I was just thinking the other day, it's like, if you can just, even if you're in a tough situation, if you're not sure how to help somebody, this happens with my wife all the time. She listens to like her friends' problems. She tries to help them, but a lot of times she doesn't know what to say because like it can be a very precarious situation, or she's not sure if she can make them feel worse. But like, I always think if you can at least start from a place of love, or at least have them know that you care about them, that's a great way to start. And that applies to us as well. We have to love ourselves as well. We have to come from a place of love. And I think that helps other people. And it's not today's culture's version of love. It's where we let everything slide or accept everything. No, it's God is love. It's where we love someone, so we try to show like the face of God, or bring them closer to God, or show that they're loved by somebody. And we have to turn that inward for ourselves as well. Like, we have to love ourselves the same way that God has loved us.
Yeah, man, let me show you guys a picture. So the verse of the day, the whole point of this whole series on, there is no condemnation, right? There is no more condemnation, guys. So if you've been feeling damned, condemned, you feel like you've been life sentenced to your past, life sentenced to the hurt, life sentenced to the struggle and the pain, like that's your identity, right? Like, I'm worthless because this didn't work out. Like, that's not the place God wants you to stay. You don't have to stay stuck in that chapter of your life. You can move on to the new chapter that God has for you. Like, every single day is a new day, right? You are a new creation, right? It's a fresh start, right? You can start over, start anew every single day with God. You don't have to be tied to your past. You don't have to be tied to yesterday. You don't have to wear the garments of yesterday today, right? That doesn't define you. Your past doesn't define you. Your past doesn't determine your future. Your past doesn't disqualify you. That hurt doesn't cast you out, right? So let me show you guys a photo, right? A lot of times people in life, because you made one mistake, they will put you in a box and limit you and say you can't do something because you failed at this. But you think Jesus does that with you? No, right? So let me show you guys a photo, right? And I doubt you guys can really see it, but I'll just read it out. So you got people right here on one side And then I'm just going to spoil it. You got Jesus on the other side, right? And remember, I said each and every single day you get a choice. So this little girl, she's on the side with people at first, right? We all are, right? We hear voices of condemnation every single day. We hear voices like, you're not good enough. You'll never amount to anything. You won't ever do anything. You made a mistake. Now you are a mistake, right? You shouldn't have done that. That's the voices that we hear in our head. Like, everybody has an opinion about something, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks that their opinion is higher and better than everybody else. Their ideas is higher and better than everybody else. What I think goes, like, I'm God. Like, that's really what you're saying when you do those things, right? Like, what I think is a sin because, you know, this is what I don't do. I don't operate like this. Like, so you shouldn't operate like this. If I don't watch this on TV, you shouldn't operate and watch that on TV, right? That's all you hear. Voices of condemnation every single day. But then you got Jesus coming alongside you saying, you know, we don't have to listen to them, right? Mm. And then he says that we can just walk away, right? Christ is the mediator. He's our intercessor. He's the person fighting for us every single day. So when people give us voice of condemnation, you know what Jesus does? He tells us what we really need to hear, right? Here goes what Jesus does. Let me just pull it. So God's voice calms us, comforts us, convicts us, encourages us. Let me stop. Satan's voices obsesses, obsesses, worries, condemns, discourages, right? Satan also confuses, pushes, frightens, rushes. But God's voice clarifies, encourages, leads, reassures us, is patient, strengthens, right? Satan's voice weakens, hurts, steals, causes despair, accuses, causes a stress, is cruel and harsh. So which voice are you listening to? Are you listening to God's gentle, kind, peaceful voice, the voice that gives peace and gives us and fills us up with tranquility, right? That forgives us, that instills hopes, that gives to us and heals and strengthens and is patient, right? Which voices are you listening to? Because whatever voices you listen to will dictate your future. Mm. It will dictate your tomorrow. It will dictate what you experienced in the now, right? And God promises in Romans 8, verses 1, therefore, right now, like no matter what mistakes you made of your past, right? Paul said in Romans 7, you know, the things that I don't want to do, I keep on doing. But the things I do want to do, I don't do at all. Is that you? Like, do you sin and you don't want to sin? See, that's the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. There's only two types of people in this life, Christians and non-Christians. Non-Christians can sin and it don't affect them. They don't care. Mm. It's whatever. No, a real Christian, no, you're going to fail. You're going to make mistakes. Look at the disciples. You think after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down and they were endowed by the Spirit, right? You don't think any of them made a mistake after they got the Holy Spirit in them? They just lived a perfect life. Like, no, they all made mistakes. Even Paul said, I still make mistakes, right? Like, he made a mistake with Peter. They argued about, should the Jews even be saved? Like, no, should the Gentiles be saved? Like, should we even preach and waste time evangelizing them when they're not God's people? Right? That was an argument they had. Peter Paul, right? But we know the end of the story, hindsight. Like, we, you know, human beings evolve over time, right? But, you know, even us, we could get in arguments and debates about stupid stuff that have nothing to do with anything. All that matters is if you know Christ. All that matters is if you're saved. All that matters is, are you living in condemnation or not? Right? Are you forgiving, loving, encouraging, instilling hope, being gentle and kind with others? Or are you being harsh, critical, cruel, and foolish, and being stressful? Are you filled with stress? You feel overwhelmed. That's not the way God wants you to operate, guys. So you get a choice every single freaking day. And Jesus is holding your hand right now. Let me read the scripture verse again. Romans 8, verses 1, therefore there is now, right now, this moment right now, this second, there is no, so now what nobody said, no matter what anybody said to you right now, no matter what your life circumstances make you feel like right now, or your past situations, what they make you feel like right now, in this moment, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Right now, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, he's holding your hand. He is guiding you. He is leading you. He is encouraging you. He is giving you hope. He is right there with you. This is the photo I want to show you, man.
I like that.
We are a child of God. Every single person, we look just like this in God's eyes, just a little bitty child. You know what our Father does for us? He cares for us. You know what our Father does for us? He holds our hands, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll never leave us to fight for ourselves and fend for ourselves. If God is for us, who can be against us? So whatever circumstances you're facing right now, can that keep you away from God's love? Can that keep you away from God's God's peace, God's grace, God's mercy? Can that keep you away from it? No. Right? Yeah. So this is the message, guys. So do you feel worthless? Are you kidding me? Like, you feel worthless? I know you don't know more. Not after all this. Like, do you know what Jesus has done for you? Let me talk about it real quick. If you're feeling unworthy of anyone's love, be it a family member, friend, coworker, or even God himself, you have to know and accept this truth. God considered you worthy enough to send Jesus Christ to die for you. Mm-hmm. That's not a small task. Like, we say it all the time, and we kind of, like, it's kind of, every time we hear it, gets, you know, we don't understand the impact of it anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, we come numb to it. That's what I'm trying to say. But, like, it's not a light matter, guys. Like, God sent his only begotten son. He sent himself, like, himself in his own image. Like, bro, he died on the cross. Like, are you willing to die and suffer in the way that Jesus did? I know I'm not, right? I don't care what the price is. Like, heck no, I don't care. Like, that's too much. Can you bear that cross? Can you drink that cup? No, I cannot. Can you? Don't be stupid. Please don't lie. So, like, God considered you worthy enough to send Jesus to die in a heinous way that he did. It's to die for you and for me. And you gonna call yourself worthless? Are you kidding me? So that's how God showed his love for you, right? That's how he showed you that you are worthy. Your worth is based on Christ's death on the cross. That's it. That's your identity. Your identity is found in the Bible. So what are you defined as? You defined as blessed, worthy, right? Favored, right? Fearfully and wonderfully made, loved, right? You don't feel loved. God loves you. His love is enough, right? My grace is sufficient for you. For when you're weak, then you are strong. You think you feel weak? Do you feel worthless? You feel weak. Do you feel like you're not going to make it tomorrow? You feel weak. You want to know what God said? My grace is sufficient for you in your weakness. For when you're weak, then you're strong. Why are you strong? Because God is strong. You have him on your side. You have enough when you have God with you, right? So do you feel worthless? You better go to the person who knows your word. You better go to his word to figure out who you are. Again, get a refreshing, right? That's what the whole point of the Bible is. Romans 12:1 says, by the continual renewing of your mind, you know, be ye transformed by the continual renewing of your mind, right? That's what it says in, like, Romans 12:1-2, right? So, like, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the continual renewing your mind, right? So quit listening to what the world is telling you you are. Stop listening to what people say that you are. That's not your identity, even if it's good stuff, right? Even if it's bad stuff, especially if it's bad stuff, right? You got to stop listening. Shut out your ears. There's only one voice you really need to hear, and that's God's, right? So, man, your work is your worth is in God's hands. It ain't in nobody else's. So there is no one more worthy than you right now, because Jesus died for you. You are worthy. Like, and I'm going to say it another way. If I heard this too, Justin, so I'm going to go ahead and hit them with this. Like, if God had a refrigerator, your face will be on it. It will be pictures of you with God on his refrigerator. That's how much he loves you. That's how much you mean to him. So Jesus paid a high price to show us that we're incredibly valuable. So no matter how worthless we may feel at the end of the day, that just defines you right then and there, all time, for all eternity. So when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're in Christ, right? You're in Christ. So therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Romans 8 verses 1. So no matter how you feel, your feelings and your emotions don't mean a hill of beans. It does not define who you are, not even your feelings and emotions, which we know ebbs and flow every single day. We know changes by the winds and the waves and by everything that happens in life. Quit listening to your feelings. Quit listening to how you feel and listen to what God thinks. That's the only thing that matters, what God thinks. It don't matter how you feel, what I think. Like, who cares? Who cares what other people think? Nobody knows as much as God knows. That's your identity. Right, so if you feel worthless, you've been condemning yourself, and it stops today, right? The buck stops with you and the lies that's in your head. Receive what God has died on the cross for you for, right? I'm done. Justin, you got something?
The last thing I just want to say is, like, there's nothing you can do to, like, leave the hands of God. There's nothing you can do to, like, be able to have God turn away from you. Like, I really like that picture because it really shows, like, how small we are, but how big the hands of God are. And like, he has us. There's nothing like the, I should have looked up the Bible verse while you're talking, but the verse says like, there's nothing we can do to like escape the hands of God. Like we can, we could turn away from him. We could like deliberately run away from God, but he'll always be there for us. Like he'll always come knocking. Remember, it's a two-way street. Like we have to go to God, but he's already coming towards us. So we have to know there's no matter how much we screw up, because I've screwed up a lot, and I have friends who've like gone to jail. They've screwed up big times too, but it's like they know that they're saved, and that's powerful stuff. So you need to know that you're also saved as well.
Yeah, guys, that's the video. You good, Justin, on this one? Feeling worthless?
On this one, yeah. I'm ready for the next one.
All right, yeah, guys. We're going to hit you with another one, man. All right, so that was today's video on, like, one of the ways, one of the warning signs that you need to know that if you're living in condemnation or not. And that warning sign was you feel worthless. So I pray in Jesus' name, if you feel worthless, you know anybody else that feel worthless, you know anybody else that don't know their value and don't know how special they are, you need to send them this video.
You need to tell them. Don't listen to those condemning thoughts. Those are not from God.
Yeah. Listen to the right thoughts, you know, that are from Jesus, that are from God. Read the Bible, man. Like, it's encouragement just waiting on you, man. You want to be led. You want to be guided. You want hope. You want encouragement. You better go open your Bible. Boy, stop playing. It's right there in front of you. Blessings and favor is waiting on you. Like just like Justin just said, Jesus is right there with you right now. There is therefore right now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. There's no need for us to ever be worrying, to have anxiety, to be depressed, to be feeling condemned and being damned, feeling damned and feeling like nobody approves of us. There ain't no need to stay right there as a believer. Why? Because Jesus is right there with you, holding your hand with you every single day, right? He will never leave you nor forsake you. God is there right now with you, and he always will be there right there with you. He's promised that. He said he will never, ever turn away from you, right? He is there right now. So you can receive what he has for you right now. Do you want to be free from condemnation? Do you want to be free from that person that hurt you in your past and you still remember it? Man, I feel you. I'm the same way. Man, you better accept what Jesus did for you today. You better accept it every single day, because each and every single day you get a choice. You can choose what Jesus died on the cross for you for and pick up the things that he died on the cross for you for and receive it. Because you got to pick it up and you got to receive it. You got to believe it, right? Mm-hmm. You don't believe it if you don't pick it up and receive it and run with it every single day. You got to do it every day. Every single day. Because there's going to come a time where people are going to say things that are lies. People are going to do things that make you feel condemned. Circumstances will happen in this life to make you feel like you're lesser than and you're unworthy. And you can't believe what you face in this life. They're all lies. We just got to put our faith and trust in Jesus, in God's word. That's the video, guys. I'm done. I'm not going to preach no more. If you enjoyed this video, again, I said that this is a series on my YouTube channel, Upload Past Crossroads. So here goes my other social media pages. So I'm on podcasts, every podcast platform you can think of, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Google Chromecast, Spotify, stuff like that, Apple Podcasts. I think I said everything. All right, so Upload Past Crossroads. All right, so these are my other social media pages. I have the best social media pages ever. I'm not going to say anymore. Just check them out, please. Follow, like, comment, share. Please share my stuff, comment, like. All right. If you go to my YouTube channel, please watch all the videos, man. Like, watch all the videos all the way through. Comment, like, share. Let me know if you got any video ideas you want me to do, right? So Upload Past Crossroads, again, it's the YouTube channel. I have a lot of playlists on here. Me and Justin work really hard on my YouTube channel. Like, if you go right here to our podcast, these are all the people who do YouTube videos with me. So Justin has done the most videos with me. I doubt anybody could ever catch up with him at this point. So check out this playlist, you know, Justin Lee Howell, his name, to watch any videos that we have done together if you really enjoy this. And like I said, this is a video tied in with this series. There's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So no condemnation, no more condemnation. Check out this playlist on my YouTube channel, right? It is going crazy, right? For real, it's deep, man. All right, so, and then if you enjoyed this as well, if you want a short video of like what all this is really entailing and talking about, check out this sermon that I did, you know, let it go and pick up what Jesus died on the cross for you for. That sermon was amazing. Like, it's so short, but it was so deep. Like, it was unbelievable. I'm amazed how I can do a short video in 7 minutes and It says everything. I said everything I wanted to say. Like, that's crazy to me, right? If you enjoyed this as well, check out this playlist. You can see all the sermons, Bible studies, and stuff that me and Justin done on Romans 8. And then also, forgive those and forgive others. We're about to talk about that video next. So you just go ahead and check out this playlist because that video is going to be on there, right? And then if you feel worthless, right? So I'm going to start adding to this YouTube playlist on my YouTube channel. So if you feel worthless, check out this playlist, you know, feeling worthless, know your worth, worthless. What else does it say? Self-worth. All right, so yeah, that's that playlist right there. And then let's go to Justin's YouTube channel. His YouTube channel is Chaplain's Log. So subscribe, click the bell. So that's turning on the post notification so you know when he uploads another video. Make sure to like, comment, share on all his videos. And then, dang it, his Facebook page, Justin Lee Howell, we'll go to it together, right? So befriend him on Facebook. If you have any questions, DM us the question that you got. We'll do a video on the question that you have. Somebody just asked us a question, Justin, by the way. Suzanne Breedlove, we got you on LinkedIn. We're going to do a video on the question that you asked. Just hang in there. I promise to get back with you. So I just had to say that on the video so I don't forget. All right. So, all right, guys. We'll talk to you guys later. I pray that you guys enjoyed this video. Make sure to tell everybody about us and our YouTube channels and our ministries, man. We'll talk to you guys in a bit. Peace out. God bless.
Blessed.